On what looks to be a hot summer day here in the Twin Cities, time once again for our wine chat from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny, and how are you this fine morning?
I am hanging in there, and I hope you are, too. As I said, it's going to be 90 today.
Yes, and I'm going to discuss, in light of the coming weather, one of the most unsung wines that you've heard of often, but you probably don't know, and that's white Bordeaux. After all, Bordeaux is even a color, beautiful Bordeaux sofa color, etc. And they think of red. No one thinks of white. But however, almost 15% of the production of the Bordeaux region of France, which is enormous, is white wines. And they range from a very modest, simple, plain white wine, dry, to the most exquisite white wines in the entire world, the Sauternes, like Chateau Yquem, which in my opinion is the most complex wine in the world, and it's very expensive. Some Yquems cost up to $1,000 a bottle. And so the range in Bordeaux is from about $10 to $1,000. So they produce a lot of wines there. But we're going to talk mainly today about the dry wines that are produced in Bordeaux. You know, Bordeaux has a wonderful history of making wines, and it has for several thousand years since the Romans first introduced vineyards to that area thousands of years ago. And believe me, white Bordeaux is one of those things that you should really be at least aware of, because if you like Sauvignon Blanc, you're going to love white Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is not 100% Sauvignon Blanc, although there are a few. It's mainly a blender's wine, and the blends are Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, mainly a blender's wine, and the blends are Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and Muscadel. Now, that's not to be confused with Muscatel. It adds a little floral, and it's a very small blending grape, but those are the three major ones. And like I say, the major one, the dry one, is Sauvignon Blanc with some Semillon. Semillon is really a better grape type to produce the botrytis wines, the Sauternes, Chateau Cadillac, and things like that, those sweet wines, Loupiac, that come from the Bordeaux region. But let's just talk about the dry ones. I mean, it is remarkable. For example, wines that are heavy to a Sauvignon Blanc usually are citrusy and floral in the nose and not very acidic. The other Sauvignon Blancs from Bordeaux, with more Semillon, are more gravelly and herbal, a lot like the wines that would come from Australia or New Zealand. In fact, that's really the difference, is that herbal, grassy quality that you get in New Zealand wines. You won't find that in the white wines of Bordeaux. They've mastered the art of blending. They've been blending grape types in Bordeaux since time immemorial, and they produce some remarkable wines. In fact, if you're having some seafood, the best wine to have is a Bordeaux, and have an inexpensive one from the region called Entre du Mer, between the two seas. Well, it isn't really between two seas. It's between two rivers, the Dordogne and the it'll come to me in a minute. At any rate, this area called Entre du Mer, between the two seas, is absolutely a wonderful resource for modestly priced white Bordeaux. And like I say, they're not seas at all, but two huge rivers that are right running across there. The Dordogne and the Garonne is the other one. And the wines produced there are just absolutely delicious, lush, fruit-forward. You know, a tribute to the white wines of Bordeaux is simply the idea that when you go to one of the fancy first growths, and the Bordeaux has these wines that are called first growths that everybody's heard of, Chateau Lafite Rothschild, Chateau Margaux, Chateau Aubryon, etc. And there's five of them. They serve white wine that they've made on their property. Most of it's not available commercially, although Chateau Aubrion, which produces a wonderful red wine, is world famous for its Chateau Aubrion Blanc. And that's always very expensive, hundreds of dollars a bottle for Aubrion Blanc. But it's well worth it. The Pessac and Grave areas of the produced white Bordeaux are kind of the upper class, if you will, as opposed to the Entre du Mer, which is a more modest and lesser-priced area of white Bordeaux. But the idea is they make so many good wines there that are so very affordable. Wines from Bourg, Blaye, Pessac, Bordeaux Blanc, Grave are just remarkable. They're there and they're delicious. And you know, you often hear one of the great wines of the Grave area is something called Chateau Carbonneau, like carbonated. And the story goes the property got its name from a fellow who owned it, was the ambassador to one of the sultans in the Mideast. And he used to send his wine labeled Carbonneau water. And the sultan got to liking that wine and told the guy in no uncertain terms he couldn't understand why a French drank so much water when they are so much wine when they had waters as good as Chateau Carbonneau. Amusing story, but really remarkable wine. Chateau Carbonneau, just like it is, it's fairly expensive. It's usually around $40 a bottle, but very, very well worth it. Another one that we like a lot is Chateau Gravy Lacoste. Their proprietor sent me their son about 30 years ago, and he was about 25 or 6 at the time, and 40 years ago it is. Wow. Anyhow, 40 years ago, Chateau Gravy Lacoste sent their boy, the Du Bordeaux, and of course it cemented, he stayed with us for a year. So it cemented a lifelong friendship and a still a high, high admiration for the wines he produced. His father and mother would be very proud of him because he really is a crowd pleaser. And Chateau Gravy Lacoste is not that expensive. It's around $20 a bottle. And it's delicious. The good news about all these white Bordeaux is they're all under the wine radar. And prices, you just can't pay too much for them. For some reason, all of these spiraling prices that we've seen in white wines from all over the world are not happening in Bordeaux. So the wines that you get from Bordeaux are basically very affordable. They're easy to like, easy to drink, and they're easy on the pocketbooks, which makes it that much better. You know, as I said, you have to be very careful because you don't want to buy a sweet Bordeaux wine to have with a meal, although they're the greatest wines in the world to have with desserts. Or, for example, with foie gras. They say Sauternes and foie gras together is a marriage made in heaven, and I believe it. I've had it, and it is wonderful. But for the most part, those sweet wines are for dessert, and we're going to talk mainly today about these wonderful dry white wines from Bordeaux that are so food-friendly. I mean, with a name like Entre du Mer, Between the Two Seas, it just has to go with seafood and fish, etc., very, very well. In fact, white Bordeaux go with arugula very well, and bittersweet lettuce, and parmesan, lemon. One of the few wines you can pair with asparagus. In fact, I had some seafood risotto and a glass of that Gravy Lacoste about a week ago, a marriage made in heaven. Sushi goes very, very well. It's a semi-spicy dish, of course. With a white Bordeaux, believe me, the marriage is perfect. It also is one of those great wines that goes with different herbs like basil. So if you have something, say, a shrimp in pesto sauce, try a white Bordeaux with that for a really remarkable experience. Any kind of shellfish, light game like partridge and dove, white Bordeaux is just made to go with things like that. It's got an affection for avocados that I believe the avocado returns gladly because avocado goes just terrific with white Bordeaux. In fact, a wonderful snack is avocado spread on toast with a glass of white wine from Bordeaux. My heavens, it's delicious. Halibut or cod. You know, Bordeaux is on the sea. In fact, Lafayette, when he came to America for the to help with the revolution, left from the town of Pouillac, which is a suburb of Bordeaux. So they have a great affinity for fish, codfish, halibut, all goes so well, as does any firm white fish. Even fin and haddie, which is a delicious dish. We have smoked cod and potatoes, and we have that over the holidays, and we always have a white Bordeaux with it. Again, our old go-to Chateau Gravy Lacoste, and it is a wonderful combination. I remember once being out with someone. We were talking about the wine we were drinking, and I believe it was Carbonneau at the time. He said, you know, this wine cries for lobster. I've never forgotten that expression. It cries for lobster, and it does indeed. If you had all the money in the world to have with lobster, a good white Bordeaux would be your first choice, in my opinion. And, of course, the good news is it won't break the bank. They're very affordable. There's a lot of wonderful white wines from around the world that go with all sorts of foods and things like that. But white Bordeaux, as I said, is a wine that's available, and it's unheralded. So no one has raised prices on it. No one pays a lot of attention to it. It's a real find and bargain. I remember a few years ago helping a group in town pick a wine for a big annual soiree they had, and we've had three or four white wines, and they were all unlabeled. And the one they all picked was a white Bordeaux, and the wine people on the committee were just shocked. They just didn't think a white Bordeaux was even in their ideas to have as for the wine to pick with this great dinner. And the dinner turned out to be just that great. And, of course, wouldn't you know, white Bordeaux was the shining star, but no one knew it. Again, unsung, unheralded, but undiscovered, really. Get some while it's still available at such reasonable prices, because sooner or later, in my opinion, the world is going to catch on to this huge area of white wine production, almost 6 million cases a year of white wine that has a good value, and really under the radar. So when you're thinking of having something on a hot summer day, and maybe you're going to have a little seafood on the grill, why not do yourself a big favor and try a white Bordeaux? And all those Sauvignon Blanc listeners, I'm going to tell you, this could be a new wine that you fall in love with. It's not like Sauvignon Blanc. Believe me, there's a couple, as I said earlier, that use 100% Sauvignon Blanc, but it's a soft Sauvignon Blanc. It's not as acidic as something like a Sancerre, which is, in my opinion, the best expression of Sauvignon Blanc in the world. The white Bordeaux are not that. They're food wines, really, and that's what makes them so appealing, in my opinion. They marry so well with so many things that other wines find it difficult to get along with. Imagine telling somebody from Burgundy to try a good Chasson Montrachet with asparagus. They'd be absolutely appalled. The asparagus would ruin their fine Chasson Montrachet. But with Bordeaux, you can do that. Your host won't be appalled. And you know what? You'll have discovered a new food and wine combination that you're going to like. Again, you can look for those wines from Entrée du Mer. They're usually light, flowery, and a little citrusy with just a delicious aftertaste. And as I said, will complement almost any kind of seafood there is and do it so well together. Incidentally, the Olympics last night were just spectacular. And to celebrate that, Ted Farrell has put together a 6 for $60, all Olympic gold medal winners, six bottles of wine for $60. It is absolutely wonderful. He started out with Castel de Nit, which is a cava from Spain. That's a sparkling wine from Spain. It is absolutely delicious to toast your favorite athlete. The next wine in the thing is Cantina del Torre from Italy. Just a wonderful Tuscan wine to have with any marinara sauce, whatever. And the Koala Ranch Chardonnay from Australia actually won a gold medal in the advertising world for its label. It got a Clio because it's a koala made from two dots and a wine glass. Then there's Chateau Milange from our favorite Bordeaux. If you're having steak to celebrate, that is an award-winning wine. Their Mozart from Chateau Milange is a beautiful red wine. Standing Goat from Zinfandel, USA, USA. A native grape of the United States? No, not really, but for many years it was thought to be, and this is a very good Standing Goat Zinfandel. And lastly, toasting our friends in Argentina, who held the last Summer Olympics, the Rothschilds, a Gary Bay Malbec. Perfect wine to have with any coming barbecue. Well, there you have some wines to try for summer, white Bordeaux, a six-pack to celebrate the Olympics, and I think we've covered almost everything, Denny.
I think you have, and I want to alert our listeners, you stop in at any one of the Haskell's locations, and they'll really help you out, as they always do.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's, we're celebrating our summer sale right now. We've got hundreds of BOGOs. That's buy one and get the second one free. And you'll not only save a lot of money, you'll find they'll helpful in pairing wine with food. There's a Haskell's near you, one in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. Maple Grove is unbelievable, 22,000 square feet of wines from all over the world. There's Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Excellent. Jack, have a good week, and let's join the forces next Saturday.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. The forces next Saturday.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. On what looks to be a hot summer day here in the Twin Cities, time once again for our wine chat from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny, and how are you this fine morning?
I am hanging in there, and I hope you are, too. As I said, it's going to be 90 today.
Yes, and I'm going to discuss, in light of the coming weather, one of the most unsung wines that you've heard of often, but you probably don't know, and that's white Bordeaux. After all, Bordeaux is even a color, beautiful Bordeaux sofa color, etc. And they think of red. No one thinks of white. And however, almost 15% of the production of the Bordeaux region of France, which is enormous, is white wines. And they range from a very modest, simple, plain white wine, dry, to the most exquisite white wines in the entire world, the Sauternes, like Chateau Yquem, which in my opinion is the most complex wine in the world, and it's very expensive. Some Yquems cost up to $1,000 a bottle. And so the range in Bordeaux is from about $10 to $1,000. So they produce a lot of wines there. But we're going to talk mainly today about the dry wines that are produced in Bordeaux. You know, Bordeaux has a wonderful history of making wines, and it has for several thousand years since the Romans first introduced vineyards to that area thousands of years ago. And believe me, white Bordeaux is one of those things that you should really be at least aware of, because if you like Sauvignon Blanc, you're going to love white Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is not 100% Sauvignon Blanc, although there are a few. It's mainly a blender's wine, and the blends are Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, mainly a blender's wine, and the blends are Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and Muscadel. Now, that's not to be confused with Muscatel. It adds a little floral and it's a very small blending grape. But those are the three major ones. And like I say, the major one, the dry one, is Sauvignon Blanc with some Semillon. Semillon is really a better grape type to produce the botrytis wines, the Sauternes, Chateau Cadillac, and things like that, those sweet wines, Loupiac, that come from the Bordeaux region. But let's just talk about the dry ones. I mean, it is remarkable. For example, wines that are heavy to a Sauvignon Blanc usually are citrusy and floral in the nose and not very acidic. The other Sauvignon Blancs from Bordeaux, with more Semillon, are more gravelly and herbal, a lot like the wines that would come from Australia or New Zealand. In fact, that's really the difference, is that herbal, grassy quality that you get in New Zealand wines, you won't find that in the white wines of Bordeaux. They've mastered the art of blending. They've been blending grape types in Bordeaux since time immemorial, and they produce some remarkable wines. In fact, if you're having some seafood, the best wine to have is a Bordeaux, and have an inexpensive one from the region called Entre du Mer, between the two seas. Well, it isn't really between two seas. It's between two rivers, the Dordogne and the, a little come to me in a minute. At any rate, this area called Entre du Mer, between the two seas, is absolutely a wonderful resource for modestly priced white Bordeaux. And like I say, they're not seas at all, but two huge rivers that are right running across there. The Dordogne and the Garonne is the other one. And the wines produced there are just absolutely delicious, lush, fruit-forward. You know, a tribute to the white wines of Bordeaux is simply the idea that when you go to one of the fancy first growths, and the Bordeaux has these wines that are called first growths that everybody's heard of, Chateau Lafite Rothschild, Chateau Margaux, Chateau Aubryon, etc. And there's five of them. They serve white wine that they've made on their property. Most of it's not available commercially, although Chateau Aubryon, which produces a wonderful red wine, is world famous for its Chateau Aubryon Blanc. And that's always very expensive, hundreds of dollars a bottle for Aubryon Blanc. But it's well worth it. The Pessac and Grave areas of the produced white Bordeaux are kind of the upper class, if you will, as opposed to the Entre du Mer, which is a more modest and lesser-priced area of white Bordeaux. But the idea is, they make so many good wines there that are so very affordable. Wines from Bourg, Blaye, Pessac, Bordeaux Blanc, Grave are just remarkable. They're there and they're delicious. And you know, you often hear one of the great wines of the Grave area is something called Chateau Carbonneau, like carbonated. And the story goes the property got its name from a fellow who owned it, was the ambassador to one of the sultans in the Mideast, and he used to send his wine labeled Carbonneau water, and the sultan got to liking that wine and told the guy in no uncertain terms he couldn't understand why a French drank so much water when they are so much wine when they had waters as good as Chateau Carbonneau. Amusing story, but really remarkable wine. Chateau Carbonneau, just like it is, it's fairly expensive. It's usually around $40 a bottle, but very, very well worth it. Another one that we like a lot is Chateau Gravy Lacoste. Their proprietor sent me their son about 30 years ago, and he was about 25 or 6 at the time, and 40 years ago it is. Wow. Anyhow, 40 years ago, Chateau Gravy Lacoste sent their boy, the Du Bordeaux, and of course it cemented, he stayed with us for a year. So it cemented a lifelong friendship and a high, high admiration for the wines he produced. His father and mother would be very proud of him because he really is a crowd pleaser. And Chateau Gravy Lacoste is not that expensive. It's around $20 a bottle, and it's delicious. The good news about all these white Bordeaux is they're all under the wine radar in prices. You just can't pay too much for them. For some reason, all of these spiraling prices that we've seen in white wines from all over the world are not happening in Bordeaux. So the wines that you get from Bordeaux are basically very affordable. They're easy to like, easy to drink, and they're easy on the pocketbooks, which makes it that much better. You know, as I said, you have to be very careful because you don't want to buy a sweet Bordeaux wine to have with a meal, although they're the greatest wines in the world to have with desserts or, for example, with foie gras. They say Sauternes and foie gras together is a marriage made in heaven, and I believe it. I've had it, and it is wonderful. But for the most part, those sweet wines are for dessert, and we're going to talk mainly today about these wonderful dry white wines from Bordeaux that are so food-friendly. I mean, with a name like Entre du Mer, between the two seas, it just has to go with seafood and fish, etc., very, very well. In fact, white Bordeaux go with arugula very well, and bittersweet lettuce, and parmesan, lemon. One of the few wines you can pair with asparagus. In fact, I had some seafood risotto and a glass of that Gravy Lacoste about a week ago, a marriage made in heaven. Sushi goes very, very well. It's a semi-spicy dish, of course. With a white Bordeaux, believe me, the marriage is perfect. It also is one of those great wines that goes with different herbs like basil. So if you have something, say a shrimp in pesto sauce, try a white Bordeaux with that for a really remarkable experience. Any kind of shellfish, light game like partridge and dove, white Bordeaux is just made to go with things like that. It's got an affection for avocados that I believe the avocado returns gladly because avocado goes just terrific with white Bordeaux. In fact, a wonderful snack is avocado spread on toast with a glass of white wine from Bordeaux. My heavens, it's delicious. Halibut or cod. You know, Bordeaux is on the sea. In fact, Lafayette, when he came to America to help with the Revolution, left from the town of Pouillac, which is a suburb of Bordeaux. So they have a great affinity for fish. Codfish, halibut, all go so well, as does any firm white fish. Even fin and haddie, which is a delicious dish. We have smoked cod and potatoes, and we have that over the holidays. And we always have a white Bordeaux with it. Again, our old go-to Chateau Gravy Lacoste. And it is a wonderful combination. I remember once being out with someone. We were talking about the wine we were drinking, and I believe it was Carbonneau at the time. He said, you know, this wine cries for lobster. I've never forgotten that expression. It cries for lobster, and it does indeed. If you had all the money in the world to have with lobster, a good white Bordeaux would be your first choice, in my opinion. And, of course, the good news is it won't break the bank. They're very affordable. There's a lot of wonderful white wines from around the world that go with all sorts of foods and things like that. But white Bordeaux, as I said, is a wine that's available, and it's unheralded. So no one has raised prices on it. No one pays a lot of attention to it. It's a real find and bargain. I remember a few years ago helping a group in town pick a wine for a big annual soiree they had, and we've had three or four white wines, and they were all unlabeled. And the one they all picked was a white Bordeaux, and the wine people on the committee were just shocked. They just didn't think a white Bordeaux was even in their ideas to have as for the wine to pick with this great dinner. And the dinner turned out to be just that great. And, of course, Wouldn't you know? White Bordeaux was the shining star, but no one knew it. Again, unsung, unheralded, but undiscovered, really. Get some while it's still available at such reasonable prices, because sooner or later, in my opinion, the world is going to catch on to this huge area of white wine production, almost 6 million cases a year of white wine that has a good value, and really under the radar. So when you're thinking of having something on a hot summer day, and maybe you're going to have a little seafood on the grill, why not do yourself a big favor and try a white Bordeaux? And all those Sauvignon Blanc listeners, I'm going to tell you, this could be a new wine that you fall in love with. It's not like Sauvignon Blanc. Believe me, there's a couple, as I said earlier, that use 100% Sauvignon Blanc. But it's a soft Sauvignon Blanc. It's not as acidic as something like a Sancerre, which is, in my opinion, the best expression of Sauvignon Blanc in the world. The white Bordeaux are not that. They're food wines, really. And that's what makes them so appealing, in my opinion. They marry so well with so many things that other wines find it difficult to get along with. Imagine telling somebody from Burgundy to try a good Chasson Montrachet with asparagus. They'd be absolutely appalled. The asparagus would ruin their fine Chasson Montrachet. But with Bordeaux, you can do that. Your host won't be appalled. And you know what? You'll have discovered a new food and wine combination that you're going to like. Again, you can look for those wines from Entrée du Mer. They're usually light, flowery, and a little citrusy with just a delicious aftertaste. And as I said, will complement almost any kind of seafood there is and do it so well together. Incidentally, the Olympics last night were just spectacular. And to celebrate that, Ted Farrell has put together a 6 for $60, all Olympic gold medal winners, 6 bottles of wine for $60. It is absolutely wonderful. He started out with Castel de Nit, which is a cava from Spain. That's a sparkling wine from Spain. It is absolutely delicious to toast your favorite athlete. The next wine in the thing is Cantina del Torre from Italy. Just a wonderful Tuscan wine to have with any marinara sauce, whatever. And the Koala Ranch Chardonnay from Australia actually won a gold medal in the advertising world for its label. It got a Clio because it's a koala made from two dots and a wine glass. Then there's Chateau Melange from our favorite Bordeaux. If you're having steak to celebrate, that is an award-winning wine. Their Mozart from Chateau Melange is a beautiful red wine. Standing Goat from Zinfandel, USA, USA. A native grape of the United States? No, not really, but for many years it was thought to be, and this is a very good Standing Goat Zinfandel. And lastly, toasting our friends in Argentina, who held the last Summer Olympics, the Rothschilds, the Gary Bay Malbec. Perfect wine to have with any coming barbecue. Well, there you have some wines to try for summer, white Bordeaux, a six-pack to celebrate the Olympics, and I think we've covered almost everything, Denny.
I think you have, and I want to alert our listeners, you stop in at any one of the Haskell's locations, and they'll really help you out, as they always do.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's, we're celebrating our summer sale right now. We've got hundreds of BOGOs. That's buy one and get the second one free. And you'll not only save a lot of money, you'll find they'll helpful in pairing wine with food. There's a Haskell's near you, one in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. Maple Grove is unbelievable, 22,000 square feet of wines from all over the world. There's Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Excellent. Jack, have a good week, and let's join the forces next Saturday.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. the forces next Saturday.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.